I am back in the studio today with Manoj Agarwal, who is one of the top AI experts globally. And in the last episode, which if you didn't catch that, go back and listen, episode 224, we talked about the future of AI for podcasting and the pros and the cons and where we should be using it and where it has limitations. And I asked Manoj if he would record another episode with me for you to talk about where, as podcast hosts, can we better leverage AI without sacrificing our authentic voice. And that's exactly what we're diving into in the episode ahead. Welcome to Insider Secrets to a Top 100 Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Elmer. Let's make your business binge-worthy. Manoj, I'm curious to get your take on how are these AI-driven tools changing the way that we as podcasters create and distribute our content? And are there any limitations that you see that we need to be aware of?
You know, I've been podcasting myself for 3-4 years. The very first thing, if you are doing an interview style podcast like this one, is how to connect the hosts with the guests. And that's a huge challenge, as any podcaster will know. And so one thing that works, the way that generally people approach this activity, is they come up with a template for either applying to a podcast to be a guest or asking somebody to be a guest. And that generally works, but not as well. What we recommend is, with AI, it's very easy now these days to personalize everything. Personalization is what connects people, because it tells you that you have done some research on them, you know a little bit about them. So rather than sending, you know, these cookie cutter messages, we highly recommend use AI to personalize every message. And we have seen tremendous amount of increase in responses. So that's one. Second thing is distribution. So once again, people have very, very short attention span these days, right? So if you don't attract somebody, or if you don't sort of, you know, resonate with somebody within the first 3 seconds, they are gone. They're not going to come back. And even if you get 3 seconds of their time, they will decide whether it's worth investing 30 more seconds into what you have to say. So once again, you know, if you record a 15-minute segment or 30-minute episode, it's always good to take like small snippets of impactful statements or quotes or whatever, and slice it up into smaller chunks, like 30-second videos. And all this is possible now with AI. I mean, we used to have to like sit for hours, look for, go through the entire episode and find the right soundbite. But all this can be done by AI. Furthermore, for distribution as well, you know, you can actually now understand when your target audience is most active. Like, you can really analyze the data and publish the content, upload the episode at the right time. You can really optimize when your audience is going to be most likely to watch it, and then optimize things like hashtags and things like call to action. All of these things are very, very easy now with AI, if you know what you're doing. Because at the end of the day, people like us, we create content because it's our passion. But if we are not able to distribute that content and people don't listen to it, and we don't reach the right audience, then the effort is not as impactful. So AI can be really instrumental in all these activities. The first hurdle is taking the first step. And if you take the first step, things become easier after that. Now, the second thing is, what kind of tools? So we are an AI consulting company. We generally don't use off-the-shelf products. We create our own custom solutions. We used to interact with a lot of podcasters, like at least 200, 300 podcasters every month. And we used to record anywhere from like 20 to 30 podcasts a month. Now that ratio has jumped significantly. It has almost doubled, because now we are not using cookie cutter messaging. As soon as I know, okay, you know, this is the person I want to connect with, the platform pulls their history, their social media content, and then personalizes the message and saying, says, hey, you know, I checked out your podcast. This is what you're targeting. This is who I am. And this is my story. So it like resonates with them immediately, right?
So we got an email from you like that. That was your email. That was AI generated and it sounded so authentic. Some AI things, I feel like you can tell, oh, this was definitely AI that wrote this. Doesn't sound like the person at all, but kudos, Manoush, because that I would have never known.
So that's the power of personalizing AI. As I said, think of AI as a chameleon and it can take on any form. So that AI we are using, it is basically replicating me.
Well, let's talk about another piece of this too, because, you know, as humans, we know that we rely a lot in interpersonal interactions. We're having this conversation right now. I'm watching your facial expressions. I'm listening to the tone of your voice. You're doing the same for me. And that with podcasting, as you know, as a podcaster, this is one of the most intimate places that we have to create connection with other humans. And one of the ways we do that is through storytelling. Another way is just through the emotions that people can hear coming through our voice. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to hear, as it stands right now with AI, maybe this will change in the future. What are some of the limitations? So where should we not rely on AI when it comes to actually doing the job of hosting a podcast?
I will say, as you said, rightly pointed out, podcasting and interviews and these conversations, they are a very intimate activity and human connection is not going anywhere. In fact, as AI and technology takes over the world, the human connection side of things will actually gain more importance because people crave that, and the less of that we will see in the world, people will value it more. So I will not recommend offloading these type of interviews to AI at all. But that being said, you know, if you're doing a solo podcast or if you're doing a speech or something along those lines, I think there will be a place for that. But try to realize one thing. The whole internet is going to be flooded with AI-generated content. If it's not already flooded, like I'll give you an example. Like we are in software engineering and Microsoft released their Copilot for this GitHub, which is the source code repository. And I believe they said like 70% of the code now is generated by AI. So it's a similar thing you will start to see in the content field as well. But you have to realize every time there is mass production of something, the handmade or the authentic stuff that we value goes up. Like, for example, if I look at a replica of Mona Lisa, I can buy it for a dollar, but the actual thing is worth, it's priceless, you know? So similarly, like I can go out there and buy a Toyota for like $30,000. But if I have to buy a Rolls Royce, which is handmade, custom, it's like a fortune, right? That is how you want to see your content. Your content needs to be like in a Rolls Royce category, not a Toyota category.
So glad you said that. I'm curious, have you actually tested solo casting with AI yet? Have you done that yourself?
We tested not solo casting, but we tested like creating ads and more short form content. It worked, but not to the extent that we wanted. Like as you said, the emotional connection was not. We are very big on like impacting people through their emotions. So we didn't find it as relevant. Obviously, we are doing more research and it's not something that we give up on. That is the future. A lot of the content is going to be produced by AI. You will start seeing like full movies, Hollywood movies, completely generated by AI very soon. So that is going to happen for sure.
When it comes to AI, one of the things that we always need to stay mindful of as podcast hosts is blending in and just using AI verbatim, whatever it spits out, and putting that out thinking that that's going to help us grow because, oh, maybe it wrote something better than I could have written it. But at the end of the day, you are the leader. You are the expert. It is your voice that matters, and it is you that your listeners want to connect with. And in the next episode, I'm going to show you how you can begin to make your podcast episodes more valuable without giving away everything you teach for free, so that ultimately you can create more connection with your listeners and in turn create more demand for what you offer so you can increase conversions from your podcast into your programs. So head on over with me to that episode and let's make your business binge-worthy. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.